Shalom. You are at the monument of Armored Brigade 179. The site was established to commemorate the determination and courageous fighting of the brigade during the Yom Kippur War in 1973. Brigade 179 was organized in the mid-1950s and was one of the first reserve armored brigades of the IDF. The brigade took part in the Sinai operation in 1956 and again in the Six-Day War in 1967, where they saw battle both in the West Bank and the Golan Heights. Most of the soldiers in the brigade came from agricultural communities, such as kibbutzim and moshavim. Over the years, crewmen were replaced by new recruits. New tanks replaced old ones, but the framework of teamwork, commitment, and friendship continued. In 1973, the brigade was designated to be the first in line to be called to service by the Northern Command in emergency situations. On Saturday, the 6th of October, 1973, during the holiest day in the Jewish calendar, Egypt and Syria opened a simultaneous surprise attack against the State of Israel. The main Syrian strike was concentrated in the center of the Golan. Only a small number of regular army forces stood in front of this massive attack. Under the command of Colonel Ron Sarig, Brigade 179 was immediately called up to service on the day that the war began. The units met in Camp Filon, just below the Golan, and were divided into three battalions. Battalion 266 was under the command of Uzi Moore, Battalion 96 under Israel Levine, and Battalion 278 under Yossi Amir. To their shock, they found the tank sheds in the camp empty. The tanks had already been taken by the 7th Brigade, who had moved from the Sinai and were already leading tough battles against the Syrians in the northern Golan. The remaining tanks that were left were taken by Battalion 266. By the first night of the war, the battalion began its ascent up to the Golan. This force was the first reserve unit to face the tough and bloody battles on the Golan. The soldiers of the two other battalions were mobilized at another tank camp and began organizing themselves for war. At dawn's light, Sunday, October 7th, the brigade commander received the following order. On the entire Golan, west to the tap line, there are no Israeli forces. Move urgently on the southern routes, climbing the Golan, and start fighting in order to block the Syrians. Immediately, the brigade began moving on the route below us, passing the Sea of Galilee and continuing up the mountain through Kotzebue up to Hushnia. The main force of the brigade passed Kotzebue and hit the first Syrian tanks in view that were located on Zabah Hill. The 96th Battalion was engulfed in a bloody battle against the Syrians. The entire command of the brigade was hit, including the brigade's commander, his deputy, the battalion commander, and his deputy. In the region where we are standing, it was the 96th Battalion that stopped the advance of the Syrian tanks that were heading toward the Sea of Galilee. From every point that the tanks of the brigade met the enemy forces, they were able to repel the Syrian advance. The Syrians were prevented moving even 1 meter westwards and gradually were pushed eastwards back into Syria. Battalion 278, led by Deputy Brigade Commander Gidon Zimbel, split from the main force and climbed the southern Golan from Kursi up to the El Al Junction. There, the battle was fought to stop the Syrians advancing towards the Sea of Galilee from the south. In parallel, IDF forces throughout the Golan were engaged in battles, pushing the Syrians back. On Tuesday, October 10th, a massive offensive was launched against the Syrian stronghold in Hushnia, some 3 miles east from where you are standing. Brigade 179, with its three battalions, led this battle, occupied the town, and continued its advance up to the border. On Wednesday, the brigade stabilized positions on the border, and from that moment until today, there were no more Syrian troops left on the Golan. That same day, the brigade's commander, Ron Sarig, returned from the hospital, still recovering from his injuries. On Thursday, under his command, he led the brigade on a counteroffensive into Syrian territory. The brigade, with its own 96th Battalion and the division's scouting battalion, led the way on the route leading to Damascus. It was a tough and bloody battle, and at its conclusion, only 5 tanks reached the town of Khan Arnabe, opening the passage. This breakthrough enabled the other forces of the division to enter the Syrian enclave and occupy it. Inside the enclave, the brigade continued fighting the Syrian army and took part in destroying Iraqi and Jordanian forces that had been sent to support the Syrian army. The role of Brigade 179 in this war still had not come to an end. Assured that Israeli hold on the Golan was strong enough, the brigade moved on tank carriers to the south of the country to join forces fighting against the Egyptians. In the Sinai region, the brigade took part in putting a siege around the 3rd Egyptian Army, participated in the battle leading to the city of Suez, helped to occupy Adabiya port, and destroyed the Egyptian compound in Jenifa. By the end of the war, the brigade had moved in the direction of Cairo and was the first IDF armored force to position itself on the way to the Egyptian capital. Brigade 179 began their participation in the war west of the Jordan River, fought for 19 continuous days, reached 35 kilometers from Damascus in their fight for the Golan, and finished the war 101 kilometers from Cairo. The Yom Kippur War cost the brigade 84 lives of their soldiers, crewmen, and senior commanders. The brigade veterans carry the memories of their fallen comrades in their hearts forever, in the hope that our country will not be forced to make these sacrifices once again. We thank you for your attention.